now joining Nabil Bukhari.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Nabil.
Hello, Bahe.
Hello, Nabil. Good, good,
good. Hello, Bahe.
Yeah.
Do you have a humming noise, Anta, or no?
Nabil, can you say this again? I'm sorry.
Do you have a humming noise on your connection?
Yeah, turning the air condition on, so I think that would cause the noise. It's first time to use the air condition this season, so maybe that's why. احنا في مصر الشتاء خلص رجعت انا كنت اسبوعين مسافر رجعت لقيت الشتاء خلص مفيش ربيع ففي صيف على طول
نحن it is quite warm actually today and tomorrow but on Sunday it's going to go back to 16 degrees centigrade
well احنا yeah
16 in the, at night
right احنا يعني more or less the same النهاردة وبكرة حر النهاردة actually بيقولوا 35 معرفش and then it will go down on Saturday.
Now turning my name Ismail into the conference.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Manel.
Hi, Bey.
كله كويس. معنا فهد ونبيل على
التليفون. Hi, Fahd. Hi, Nabil. ازيك؟
Hi, Manel. Hi, Fahd.
Excuse me. Ciao, Shabab. Now joins you.
Thank you.
Not turning Hania.
Hello.
Sorry, who's that?
I'm Hania. Hania Diamasi from the squad.
Hi, Hania. ازيك؟
Hi. الحمدلله. كيفك انت؟ ازيك انت؟
كله تمام الحمد لله.
مرحبا باهر وهانيا والجميع.
هاي
تشارلز شعبان.
كيفك تشارلز؟
الحمد لله تمام. وبعتذر سوري جبرت اكون بعيد عنكم دبي. بس ما شاء الله يعني شفت الايميلات وشفت النتائج ان شاء الله الاجتماعات كانت منيحه بشكل عام كمان تكون باهر.
كان معقول جدا.
Who just joined?
Hi, Sarmad.
Hi, Sarmad. How are you?
All right, good. Thank you.
You sound like you're sick.
Excuse me, Fahad now joins you.
Hi, Fahad.
Hi, Bahar.
I'm glad that you made it.
Oh, yes. But, you know, this was actually one of my busy times at the university. And I was requesting that, you know, if we could have it an hour earlier.
You understand. Yeah, I think, yeah, we can change it next time. I mean,
because I'll have to drop out of the call in like 30 minutes.
Okay, and I don't think we're going to, you know, spend more time. I don't think we have, you know, many things to discuss. I think we have a lot of work to do, but for the sake of discussion today, I think we'll be quick.
Yeah, because I think we do have a fair number of people who are willing to work from this way onwards. So it's a matter of just starting it now.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to mute in the meantime.
Okay, thank you for it.
Okay, thank you.
Now joining Marvin Redman into the conference call.
Who joined?
مرحبا باهر مروان معك.
أهلا مروان.
مع السلامة. زيك.
الله يسلمك ازاي اخبارك
الله يبارك فيك تمام الحمد لله
okay I think we can get started and if we get more people they can still join the operator if we can start recording the call and for the participants if you can mute your lines welcome everyone as you know, we had the face-to-face meeting last week in Dubai. We also presented to the participants to the larger group on progress made so far, and I think we had a very good and constructive discussion following the presentation. The outcome of the face-to-face meeting was mainly the skeleton document, which we shared with you right after the meeting. And right now, we should be working on filling it with you know, content in the different sections and subsections. For that, we created four subgroups to look into the different parts. And I think our main task for the next few days is to complete those sections. We have until March 20th, and this is actually 6 weeks from 6 days from today, to complete this task, and then we'll spend the next 5 or 6 days in sort of compiling and finalizing, you know, the document, making sure it's in its you know, sort of final form as a draft to be posted for public comments. So basically, you know, I don't have an agenda to for today's call. I personally don't have any items to discuss. I just want to make sure that we're all clear on the different items underneath each section of the focus areas. We agreed to have, you know, three main focus areas: DNS, security and stability, domain name industry, and internet governance ecosystem. Internet governance ecosystem actually combines part on community development as well. And underneath each area, we have stakeholders. We have to list the beneficiaries and contributors to the specific area. We have a short paragraph describing the current status in the area. We have a list of 3 to 5 objectives. They have to be clear, short, and somehow measurable. And then we have a list of recommendations and a list of actions. For some of the areas, we have many of those, you know, items sort of, you know, filled, maybe not completed, maybe not finalized, but at least we have some text in there. You know, I guess the parts that still need a lot of work is the ones in relation to recommendations and actions, and you know, trying to differentiate between them. I mean, recommendations are not exactly actions, and vice versa. Actions are not recommendations. They have to be more you know, clear and implementable. So we need to work on completing these sections. We also need to work on completing the rest of the document, and this is the fourth sub group which Hania and myself have volunteered for. This is basically the homework we have for the next 5 days. I have nothing to add. If there are any questions or comments, please go ahead. Any comments?
Beher, this is Manel.
Yeah. Manel, go ahead.
Yes. Actually, I tried to work on the DNS part as I have volunteered for this subgroup. Unfortunately, I have just finished TRIPE now, as any lazy student, and I didn't have the time to send before the call. So I'll be sending my suggestions and modifications. They are marked in track changes. I apologize in advance to Fahd and the rest of the group for not being able to send well enough before the call.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Manel.
Bahir?
Yeah.
This is Hania. I actually have a question on the detail of how to go about the work within the subgroup. Does that mean that each member of a subgroup is free to send whatever contribution or a paragraph or an idea that he or she thinks is suitable for any section, and then the coordinator will compile whatever is convenient? I mean, how does the detail of the subgroup work?
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, usually any member of the subgroup or even any member of the larger working group can send input to a specific section or part of the document. Like, you know, Manel did, for instance, she made some suggestions in track changes, and she's going to share them with the group. Now, how this will reflect on the final thing, this will depend on the discussion among, you know, the group members themselves. So basically you send your suggestions, others may have comments to your suggestions. Online discussion may take place over email on the specific suggestions until the group or the subgroup reaches consensus on the specific topic or subject or section. Does that answer your question?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay. I mean, are people comfortable with the timeline we have and on with the methodology of trying to complete the sections and send input to the different stakeholder, not stakeholder, different subgroups? I see that we have many people volunteered for groups 2 and 3, but I haven't seen much interactions. I mean, except for Manel's intervention right now, and maybe Fahad made some proposal a few days ago. But for subgroup 3, for instance, I haven't seen any interactions. So I guess, Fouad, if you could send an update to this section based on the discussion we had in Dubai last week. If you could try to focus on the 5 different items, the stakeholders' status quo, objectives, recommendations, actions, and send the draft out to the group, so maybe people will take it from there and send their feedback. Can you do that? Go ahead.
I was waiting for the working group volunteers list to complete. So I think we complete because you sent out a message earlier today, which had the names of the volunteers who are contributing to the working group. So what we can do is that we can I can sort of go through a document, and I'll send out an email today. I'm requesting for feedback on the recommendations and action items. So that can be started from today. Thank you.
Okay. So if you can just, if you can just send, I'm fine with this. I think feedback and input from participants would be good. If there are any recommendations or action items or objectives that were agreed to during our face-to-face meeting last week, please include them in your document so they could serve as a base for the rest of the group to comment and add to. So would that be okay?
Okay. Yes. And secondly, do you remember that I was noting changes to the SG3 imports in Dubai? Can you please forward me that document with the information I put in there? Well, you've already reflected those in the document.
Yeah, they're all reflected in the skeleton document we shared. And for
then that's
section,
good. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, you will see that, for instance, your section still does not have a list of stakeholders. It also lacks a sort of, you know, comprehensive description of the status quo. There are three objectives. There are too many recommendations. I think they need to be cut down a little bit. There are currently 17 recommendations. So that is obviously not workable, and there are no actions at all. This is what the document or what the section looks like right now. So if you can start by drafting some description of the status quo in the area, and maybe try to see if the recommendations can be, some of the recommendations can be merged together, and send an updated version of your section. Maybe that would be helpful.
Okay, will do. That's noted.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, in terms of, you know, the timeline, in order to stick to the deadlines we have, I will ask each each subgroup coordinator to try to get the subgroup to respond and to provide input before the deadlines. In the end, whatever we have by the March 27th is what we're going to post for public comments. March 27th is 1 week prior to the ICANN Beijing meeting, when the working group is supposed to give an update to the participants in Beijing on the strategy. So we need to stick to the deadlines, and I'll rely on the subgroup coordinators to get their groups and get their get feedback from the groups in due time. I'm happy to intervene if required. I'm happy to organize more conference calls for the subgroups if required. Just let me know what or how I can help. Regarding our next call, I'm not sure whether we want to have another call on Monday, which is the standard. This call today was an exception. The group normally meets on Monday. Not sure at what time. I guess it was either 11 or 12 UTC. So if you want to call on Monday, let me know. I'm gonna arrange that. If you think we can continue to work over email till March 20th, which is next Wednesday, and submit everything by March 20th, and then have a call maybe the next day, that is fine by me as well. So you tell me. Maybe you can have this discussion over email in the next couple of days.
Bahir, I have one question, Nabil Bukharid.
Nabil, go ahead.
Concerning the Beijing presentation, it is going to be a time slot that will be presented to whom?
So it's going to be on the public agenda. Public agenda means that anyone can attend.
And you're going to be presenting it?
No, it's going to be similar to what we did in Dubai. So we'll see who's going to be there from the working group. And I'm going to coordinate with them. It's going to be presented by the working group.
Do you have any idea how much time will be given to present?
Yeah, usually the sessions are usually 90 minutes.
Oh, so that would be a full session.
Right. Any other questions? Nabil, just making sure you're still online.
I'm online.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Good. More comments or questions? I can hear none. Okay. So thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week or maybe the week after. If any, any questions or requests, just drop me an email.
Thank you, Bahar. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you, Bahar.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bahar.
Thank you. Bye-bye.